Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. With this quote by Marilyn Monroe, I welcome you all to Calm Sage Podcast. Trying to forget someone whom you have loved so much with all your heart is definitely challenging, as the more you try to forget them, the more you remember them. At one point, you'll think of shutting all the paths that lead to them. Still, around the corner, you may wait for a new road, a secret gate that will lead you to them. Well, that's a normal part of this process. The two psychological curves play an important role here. So let us start by understanding it and knowing what makes it so difficult to forget someone you once loved so deeply. The first curve is the learning curve. You took time to learn to love the one, didn't you? So similarly, according to the forgetting curve, you'll take time to forget the one. And as the forgetting curve, listen to me very carefully, and as the forgetting curve never touches zero, you'll honestly never fully forget that someone. And that's okay. The good news is that you're not alone with these feelings. Me, my sisters, my best friend, my colleagues, everyone I know is or has experienced it and has challenged this feeling. But with this reality check that you might never be able to forget that person completely as per the logic and science behind it, does that mean you don't put any effort to move out of the emotional and mental state that you're currently in? Well, my answer to this is a big N-O, no. You might not reach that zero of the forgetting curve, but you definitely need to start going down the slope and be around the fully forgotten zone. For that, it takes gradual and honest efforts from your end. So let us buckle up and get ready to go down the slope of forgetting someone with effective and doable measures. To begin with, you have to understand that while you're with someone and you choose to love them deeply with all your heart, you knowingly or unknowingly get addicted to them. And when the time comes and you have to finally forget them, it feels like withdrawal. Well, after all, love is mind-altering, just like any other substance. So you might experience the following withdrawal symptoms. You'll feel sad and empty. You're likely to have an intense craving to connect with that someone. You'll constantly be praying and wanting to get their attention. Also, you're likely to go looking for them on social media platforms. So, here, to begin the journey of forgetting and healing, you have to first be aware of these symptoms and accept them. Not for me or anyone else, but for you alone. To overcome these withdrawal symptoms, you can try these three simple things. First, don't run away from your emotions. This might seem like the most difficult part, but honestly, it is the most important one: feeling and accepting your emotions. While avoiding them might work for short-term relief, but in long-term, it is going to do more harm than good. So address them now. I'll take a moment here to share with you Buddhist master Pema teaching about negative emotions. Feelings like disappointment, embarrassment, irritation, resentment, anger, jealousy, and fear, instead of being bad news, are actually very clear moments that teach us where it is that we are holding back. They teach us to perk up and lean in when we feel we'd rather collapse and back away. They are like messengers that show us with terrifying clarity exactly where we are struck. This very moment is the perfect teacher, and lucky for us, it's with us wherever we are. This tells you that instead of hiding away from these feelings, take them as triggers, take them as sign that yes, I'm stuck somewhere in the process and I need to work on these feelings. And to make this happen, we'll suggest you to write down your thoughts and feelings, because honestly, there's no better way to find and work on your feelings than writing them down. Next, work on other relationships. We understand that you shared a very beautiful bond with that someone, but it was just like any other relationship that is meant to come in your life and then go away with time. So while that relationship is gone, it's time for you to nurture and focus on other relationships. The two main relationships that should be your area of focus are, first, your relationship with yourself. It often happens that when you break a bond with someone you love the most, you tend to stop loving yourself. Well, that will just make situation go even worse. So we suggest you to start loving yourself again the way you did. Start taking care of yourself like you did, and start accepting yourself the way you did. Just start loving yourself and build a strong relationship with yourself, because any relationship will come and go, but the relationship that you share with yourself will remain with you forever. Remember it. And the second relationship that you should focus is the relationship that you share with others that are still a part of your life, the others that still want that love of yours, the others that still want to see you happy. So don't punish them, don't cut off your ties with them. Say yes to your friends, go out with them, spend quality and quantity time with them. It is needed by you at both physical and emotional level. So go and maintain the relationships that you have right now instead of crying on the loss. I know it will be difficult at first, but you have to, because no one else will do it for you. Finally, change your source of dopamine. Dopamine is the happy hormone, and whenever you think of that someone and your good times with them, you feel happy because dopamine is released in your body. So, find yourself a new source of happiness, because your body, your mind will crave for happiness, and you're providing it by missing and by recalling the moments that you spent with that someone. So instead of that, you have to channelize your happiness, your neurotransmitters, to a new source of happiness, which can come from anywhere. Maybe joining the dance club you have on your bucket list from so long, or going on that solo trip, or just simply snuggling with your furry pet, or taking a bite of dark chocolate. There are different ways through which you can get your source of happiness other than going back to the memories that you have once created. So, change your source of happiness, because your body needs it, and so do you. But wait, the journey doesn't end here. There may be chances of relapse where the withdrawal symptoms might start to come in light again, and you might start longing for that someone. So here are the three do's and three don'ts for you to abide by in case of relapse, which means if you see any of the withdrawal symptoms occurring again in your life and disturbing your daily lifestyle, here are the three do's and three don'ts for you to practice. Starting with the don'ts, don't yield for them. Don't check them on social media. Basically, no stalking, my friend. Next, don't wait for their text on your special days, especially on your birthday. Even if you get a text from them on your special day, don't melt into a puddle. Stay strong. And here are the three important do's for you to follow. Show some love to three important people in your life. I, me, and myself. And trust me, that's not an act of selfishness. Next, say yes to friends, go out and enjoy with them. And finally, work. Despite that pain and craving that is
pulling you back on the slope. Work, it is the best productive and engaging distraction for you. Remember, everyone has their unique forgetting curve. So take your time, put in your efforts and believe in yourself. You had a life before them and you can cherish a life without them as well. Plus, don't be too harsh on yourself. It's a process. It will take time. Just keep loving yourself and the ones around you. More power and love to you from Calm Sage. We hope it will help you.